It's another KFC Radio quickie. We're still down in D.C. for the All-Star Game. We got my man Rowan jumping in. Today's topic is all about that travel life. Rowan and Caleb got a Barstool travel show coming out. They've been, I mean, everywhere from D.C. to Philly to France for the World Cup. So my man is well-traveled and very experienced. But right now, we're taking a little break from the rundown and the radio over at this Mexican restaurant where we've been kind of getting refuge during the day because it's hot as fuck and this place has food and air conditioning. So we put it in an order. I say, can I get 2 chicken quesadillas and 4 carne asada tacos? The steak tacos that we liked a lot yesterday.
Yeah, they're really good.
Well, 4 chicken tacos come out. I'm like, all right, well, whatever. They screwed up. I go back over there and I'm ordering some more food. I go, can we get another couple quesadillas and can I get 4 carne asada tacos? She goes, by carne asada, you mean the pollo verde, right?
Different.
I said, nope.
Different whole thing.
There's the pollo verde, and then there's the carne asada. So I said, no, I think I mean these ones here. And she goes, oh, okay, because carne asada means grilled chicken.
Ma'am.
I wanted to be like, I didn't say anything because I don't like awkward confrontations, but I wanted to be like, if you work at a Mexican restaurant, you need to know the difference between chicken and asada. Carne asada.
Pollo is very
You're
going to
have a hard time here if you're doing pollo and carne asada as the same thing.
And to be clear, this is a white lady.
Yes.
So you were trying to tell a Mexican how to speak Spanish.
Correct. Yes.
Venezuela.
Yeah. Well, that's where I questioned myself. I was like, I'm 99% sure carne asada is steak. But maybe I'm wrong. She works here. Nope. No. Confirmed.
You looked it up?
Yeah, confirmed. It's grilled steak, grilled beef.
It's very obvious. I don't think... Why would she assume that otherwise?
That's like saying, when you said the hamburger, you meant the hot dogs, right? No. Totally wrong meal.
Whole other meat. Whole different color,
category,
texture. Everything about it is different.
Like, I'll eat it all, but I'm just saying for your future career here.
Did you tell her?
Maybe on the way out.
We should tell her.
We should.
Just as friends.
Right?
Just she's going to keep on making that. It's like if you have something on your face.
I was just going to say, like, if your fly's down, you got to give, like, the barn doors open.
Ma'am, you know that carne asada is steak.
maybe I'll, like, sign it on the receipt. Yes. Carne asada is
like,
not chicken.
Yeah, like a picture of the definition. Like, you need to prove to this woman.
Carne, pollo. All right, so let's get into it. Now, I have, in my older age, as I garnered more responsibility in life, I've come to like traveling. I used to hate it. Like, packing, travel to the airport, get on the plane. I don't like sitting on planes, not because I'm afraid of flying, because I just, you know, you're cramped and you're, you know, whatever.
You're cattle.
Yeah. I never liked that feeling. Now, because the job is pretty stressful, it's 24/7 with the internet, wife and kids at home, stress, I gotta fucking take care of Feidelberg. The whole time is just a disaster. The only time I truly...
I didn't even correct him. You're right.
Yeah. I need to be taken care of.
The only time
you're
I...
Like, how didn't I get
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't ever have to do anything when I'm on a plane, train. You know what I mean?
It's you like, can watch some... Like have some Shake Shack. Watch your shows.
Yeah, this guy knows. I mean, like 2 work trips ago, I can't remember where we were going, I got first class like by accident. Or it was like the only thing we had left. We got bumped up. And I was like, I had the blanket, I had the pillow, I had the champagne. I watched that dope Tom Cruise movie where he's like a drug runner.
So it was a long flight.
Oh, yeah.
American,
it was decent.
American
enough. It was long enough.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I was like, I hope we just had to like circle the runway for a couple hours. I hope we get diverted. And then on the train down here, I watched Banshee on my laptop. I had my Shake Shack at 8 a.m. I had a screwdriver. I love it. It's like I can't do a rundown or a podcast. My kids aren't there. I can't do anything. I'm stuck on a train. It's heaven.
You're working and you're doing nothing.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, it's a travel day. Like, I just have to sit here and watch movies and get shit faced.
It's amazing.
I mean, travel days are a thing. Like, it's sports. Like, yeah, travel day.
Look, it's legit.
We're just not doing anything. They're just traveling.
If I was an athlete, I would really milk that all the time. Yeah. Be like, boss, travel day. You know?
You were with the strippers again? Travel day.
travel day.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I've always been that way. I don't have anything like stressful happening in my life. I have an adult man who takes care of me, and that's about it. but I'm
stressful to be taken care of.
Yeah, and
it's like, oh, I just need to be pampered, diapered, fucking powdered. It's like fucking tough, bro. Like you feel the need to, you know, it's too much.
But I'm talking about, you know, a quick flight to wherever I was, a train from New York to D.C., That ain't shit compared to what you're doing, man.
Here comes the chicken
the
tacos.
the chicken tacos are here.
Are these the chicken tacos?
These are carne asadas.
This is grilled chicken right here.
Now we're cooking. This is in the world.
Wow, that's some dark chicken, man. Someone messed up over here. No, but we have been traveling a lot.
You were doing you just traveled to France for like what?
Yeah, like last. So last week I was in Philly for the weekend, and then I flew out to. Pittsburgh and went to Youngstown for Rough and Rowdy.
Oh, wow.
Then came home to New York, did pop punk, then flew to Paris for 2 days, and then I'm down in D.C. for 2 days. So over like the last week, it's been different states.
See, that might be a little
too much for me. See, I've been done that. I've been kind of doing the same thing, and I don't mind it still. We did L.A., Portugal.
Yeah, you've been on the go.
There's one more in there. There's L.A., Portugal.
Another Colombia.
Columbia, D.C., and then I'm going to Montreal Friday.
That's wild. That's a lot of traveling, but it's fun. It's like nice.
Get on that fucking plane, baby.
I think I hit my wall about Rio, but
see, I don't even like consider buying Wi-Fi because for the same reason you're talking about, where I'm like, I download my movies before, and I'm like,
that's
I'm
smart.
Not doing Wi-Fi. I'm not buying Wi-Fi because you're not going to contact me.
I do have my purest movie watching experiences on a plane.
Yeah,
I am like completely locked in. You're not on your phone. You're not nothing. Yeah, no distractions. You're not like ordering food or whatever. Like you're just completely locked in.
It's a smaller TV, but it's still I love it. I love
it's jammed in your face.
I've never seen a bad movie on a plane.
Incredible.
I always wind up crying on plane movies
Actually,
too.
Actually, that's a lie. I watched a bad movie on a plane. I watched Justice League. I didn't even make it 10 minutes in.
I mean, that's unbearable.
I turned it off. I was like, this is ridiculous,
dude. We've been crying a lot. Wright's been crying,
dude.
Popping off at the TV.
Same, bro.
Oh, I cry
every movie. Coco comes on, I'll fucking cry 80% of the movie.
Greatest Showman. I cried in that on the plane.
I was crying at your show.
You didn't? No,
I
you
was
weren't.
Crying because,
no, you weren't.
I swear.
Shut the fuck up.
I've been telling this story. Like, your girlfriend was, like, so proud of you and, like, supporting you. I obviously got my own shit going. I was like, this is how it's supposed to be, man. These people are in love, man. You guys are taking care of each other.
And
yeah,
you wept?
Yeah.
You didn't weep.
I mean, I teared up. I wasn't. The only person who was weeping was Frankie Borelli's dad.
Frank Borelli, too, was just.
He kept putting on his shades. I thought he was trying to be cool. He was trying to hide the tears.
Is that what it was?
That's his go-to move. Apparently, like Frankie said, like in Little League, in like T-ball, Frankie would hit like a double, and his dad would like walk down like the sideline, down the, like the first baseline, put his sunglasses on. Like,
that's amazing.
My fucking kid's doing it. He's fucking doing it. Major leagues. Here we come.
Yeah, man. That, tears flowing.
I don't think Frankie talked about it yet, but he said that the next day on Friday, he was telling me that his friend, or maybe it was his girlfriend, went to his house to drop something off. And like she just walks in and she's like part of the family. And Mr. Borelli was sitting there looking at pictures crying.
Just alone. Just soaked pictures. Just like a waterfall of tears.
Frankie told me he can just tell his dad any story. And if you like build it up right, he'll
his
cry.
Dad will cry. So he's that emotionally invested of a human
everything.
Being?
Everything. He was like, so dad, like we went to this Mexican restaurant and we ordered carne asada and the chicken.
Stop
came
it,
out.
Son.
And then it, like, at the end, we finally got the carne asada. What a
oh
work.
My God.
That's so
wild,
funny.
Man.
But what a blessing to be that emotionally in touch with yourself. Dick Vermeil used to like fucking cry all the time as like a football
man.
Coach.
Really?
He's like a fucking
the
grown man.
Guy in the world.
Yeah,
you know,
like and
football
then
guy.
Just like.
He's crying.
Who said, someone said that you need to laugh every day, cry every day, and fucking, I don't know, jerk off wow. every day or something like that. But it's like
I'm,
a beautiful.
I'm 3 for 3 on all those, man. I'm going to be the healthiest guy in the world if that's all it takes.
I think traveling definitely makes me like cry and be more emotional too. Like I definitely have like sat on benches in different countries and just been like,
soak
look at
in.
This fucking people walking by, bro. They're just fucking walking around. I've even heard the word like sonder is like the word for like knowing that like there's all these other stories that are going around with like your life that like you can't like touch or like that you can't like experience or like their life will just go on without you ever being involved with it. And it's like
makes
a
you feel
grand
like very
concept.
Insignificant. Yeah. Right. Sondering. I'm crying. Yo, because like me, like I don't travel much, so like I just live in a bubble, man. I like on a literal sense, like I go from my house to 27 the Broadway back. Yeah. Boom, 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 back, back. I go from the studio to my desk, studio to my desk. That's it. I go to gymnastics on Saturdays. That's fucking it.
It's crazy.
You see how much there is in the world.
Especially being in New York.
It's weird.
That's like, I feel like it's got to be hard. I've definitely struggled with it, like being like, I'm going from my neighborhood where I live to the neighborhood where I work, and I don't see anything else. And there's 7 million fucking, 8, 9 million fucking people out here, and like, I don't know what any of the other neighborhoods are doing. It's like, I feel like I'm wasting it.
Oh, you absolutely. I mean, I have lived in this city, basically, in this or around the city, for my whole life. And like, I've gone to the same like sports bars and dive bars and restaurants. Like, there are Michelin star restaurants, there are world class clubs, there are theater, there's museums. I don't do any of it.
And it's going on, yeah.
And I'm not going to do any of it. I have these moments where I'm like, come on, man, like, live your life, and I'm just not going to do it. But I acknowledge at least that I'm not doing it right.
It's like anything though, where it's like, I know it would make me a better person. I know it would make me happier, but just not.
The laziness. See, that's why
I know when I exercise every day. I know I'm...
You feel good. Yeah.
I know I'm in a better, like, place in my life. Like, I know I'm
dude, but you say that, but you, like, sneakily do, like, you're in, like, D.C., and you're going to all these places. Like, you say that about yourself because, like, you probably feel that way, but I think your actions, like, say otherwise. Like,
that's true. Well, we're also lucky that... Like, this job does afford us, or forces us sometimes to do this shit.
Right.
If you were working a regular desk job, you fall into a serious rut where that's literally all you're doing is just desk work. You know, apartment desk.
You definitely feel for people who are just like, I mean, like, if you don't have something to a release or like a different valve to fucking just be able to go somewhere else or be able to set it off some different way,
like an outlet.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But the difference is, you know, me and him are content. You've actually been doing a good amount of traveling, so you've been.
I have. And when I'm traveling, when I'm away, I am so happy.
And you go totally off the grid.
Kind of like you were saying, like, you sit on a random bench. I'm like, this is amazing. Like,
He kept texting me, be like, yeah, well, I'm in like Colombia, man. I'm like on the side of this mountain. Just look at it. I was like, oh, fuck you, man.
Right. Like, that's a volcano right there. Yeah. That's a fucking, like, it's insane.
I mean, but we, you know, are doing basically the bare minimum. You're taking advantage of this. You're going to the max. You're doing, but it's quote unquote for work. If you were not working, do you think you would be traveling like this? If you were not working in a job that's, you know, you can do a travel show. Is that a name, by the way? Is that out, by the way?
Yeah, Barstool Travel Show.
Okay, Barstool Travel Show. I mean, that's going to change the way people travel, I feel like, when you see Rowan and Caleb doing it. But if you were working, where was it? The roast beef shop.
Yeah, that,
if
I mean, that place wasn't really getting me to travel. But with Battle Rap, though, I was able to travel, like, a ton. I got to go to a bunch of different countries, like, every event's in a different city. So it was, like, going to, like, I think it almost, like, attracts me to the type of job where it's like, oh, that's a possibility. That's, like, an option or whatever.
But did it ever, is that, like, subconscious? Like, did you find yourself?
It is subconscious,
for
sure.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, I need a new job. Like, criteria number one, got to travel. It just happens to be that you find yourself gravitating towards things that travel.
Yeah, just like the exploration or like the just like wanting to see different things, it kind of. But it wasn't, I'd come to Barstool, like, I'm going to make a travel show there. But it's like, there's only so much you can do with like the same backdrops and everything. Like, there's only so much you could do like with like the green screen and like the office.
Yeah, man, trust me, I'm milking it as much as I possibly can.
I mean, yeah, you found
I will find a way to do as much as I can in those shoebox studios.
Yeah, blood from a stone, bro. You find fucking new ways to make something happen every time. But
you know, that's what's going to be cool about your show is not only are you going to just do your thing, you guys are creative and you know, inventive, and you're going to find cool ways to do your content, but just being Barstool in South Africa or some shit. It's just like, I know these guys. I like them. He's a Phillies fan. He's a, you know, played a quarterback at UNC. I know their jokes. I know who they are. And now I just want to see them do it in Egypt. Like, it just is its own. It's its own storyline. It's its own content, really.
It is going to be interesting.
It's a bamboozle is what it is.
Yeah. It's the boondoggle. Yeah, it's a boondoggle for sure. Boondoggle. No,
it's not a boondoggle. I resent that.
I think it's a boondoggle.
I don't think it's a boondoggle. I'm very excited for this show.
They could boondoggle it. Like, they could just go and be like, we're here.
Yeah.
Check it out.
But that's like the boondoggle. The inception of boondoggle annoys me to such an extent. It's like, it's not the golf guy's fault that their sport takes place in beautiful
places.
That dude's
cool shit. Yeah, right. Cool shit.
It's not their fault that their show, that traveling, doing a show about traveling, means you have to fucking travel.
I also will say that the day our work days on the travel shows are way more intensive than it's like where it's up at 8 and probably like done at 9 and like it's like just traveling around these places and doing like 4 shoots a day. So it's
this
like
whole shit that we do even when you're not traveling is harder than people give you credit for. And when you're on the road, like, you know, especially if you do like a Vegas one, right? You guys have gone to Vegas.
Yes.
Like, you're not sitting at the blackjack table and going to Spirit.
I didn't gamble at all, and I didn't go to like one club. Like, we did all different shit the entire time we were out there.
Boring work. Like, you're not sitting there crunching numbers, but you're on a shoot and you need to get certain amount of content, certain amount of interviews and sound bites.
Or like, yeah, find an angle on it. And like, everything that we did wound up coming out with the angle. What confuses me about traveling, and you've been to a lot of different countries recently, is like, and it gives me tons of anxiety. I never know what to fucking tip when I'm going to different places.
Oh,
and I always
yeah.
feel like I tip the first person like who like takes my bag to the car at the airport like way too much. And then I get in my own head. I'm like, I just fucking tip this guy so much fucking money. And then like I don't tip anybody else the rest of the trip. I just like fuck everybody else over. Like, oh, fuck. I didn't mean to do that. Like, sorry, I can't swing it.
I always feel like I need the need to tip just at a restaurant when they don't tip there. And then they think you're an asshole for tipping. It's like, look, man, I gave you money. Why do you think I'm an asshole? It's
right, like you don't understand our...
No, not very... I mean, you could throw them like the extra change.
I think I do that, but I didn't really know that. Like, it's really... Yeah,
don't
do not do it?
It's not done. They're like full... They're on full salaries and healthcare is free.
So it's crazy. They said, like, we sat on our last night in Paris. We sat next to a table full of waiters. And the guy we were with, Donnie, he's Donnie's intern, Donnie. And he speaks fluent French, so he was talking with these
Donnie
guys.
Donnie has an intern named Donnie?
Donnie has an intern named Donnie. And it's not, like,
only
a made-up. It's fucking wild. But this guy has really good French, and he was talking to these waiters. And they were saying over there, like, being a waiter is, like, a very respected profession. Mm. And these guys, like, go to school to be a waiter, and they, like... They're very on top of it, and so they don't need the healthcare and the benefits. But my question to that is, like, then why are they assholes to Americans who come into their restaurants? Like, Caleb will go to these restaurants and, like,
represent the
especially if you
the
wanted to be a waiter, but maybe, I mean, maybe they think that we do the dining wrong. Like, maybe they think our customs are bad, but,
probably.
Like, I don't understand the like, immediate, like, offended nature that they have about themselves. Like, I that off put me about France.
That's the French.
That's the stereotypical French for you. And I'm sure there's plenty who don't do it that way, but I'm sure there are plenty of people who reinforce stereotypes just the same.
Yeah, like,
but,
I mean,
you know, maybe, you know, they're out here and they know the difference between carne asada and pollo verde. But you don't need to be a dick about it.
You don't have to be a dick about it, for sure.
Where would you say has been your favorite place so far? Or favorite moment
For this travel show that we did,
or, you know, just throughout your career, whatever it may be, Battle Rap included.
I mean, Battle Rap, the coolest place I went was like Sydney, Australia. I went to some beach called Bondi Beach. It was just this beautiful fucking beach. Yeah, I wasn't rapping on the beach. I've been to a Battle Rap on the beach before, but it was like under the boardwalk in Jersey. It was
a little bit too
it was trash. It was absolute trash. But for this trip, I mean, Portland was a beautiful city.
I did not expect you to say Portland.
Portland
was
just like
exotic or crazy.
Portland was awesome.
Oregon.
Yeah, Portland, Oregon was really cool. I mean, in the United States, like I guess, like, we went to small towns in Nevada and shit like that that were like coal mining towns, and like it felt like you were in a fucking different country or like
so
in the old West.
So I can already tell by your answer, you think more about like the intrigue, not necessarily like did you have the most
fun? Like Miami Beach is cool, but Miami Beach is what Miami Beach is. Like you're not like
so you're
seeing something
more for
that
the
new
experience than you are for like just
I'm not there to I'm
fun.
Not yeah trying to like just lay out on the beach. I'm not like a club guy or anything like that, so it's like I there's like different things that
are you
that
a
kinda,
fine dining guy.
I enjoy fine.
Like that.
I enjoy
mean, good food.
I enjoy good food, yeah, but I'm not like crazy about fine dining. It's funny. It's incredible going out with Buddha Ben because like he is like he's the most difficult orderer in any restaurant.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Not at all.
Oh, it wouldn't. It's exactly what you
like
expect.
Sending food back. There's, or complaining about this.
Oh,
that, the
my,
other thing.
Yo, he's complained like the last three hotel.com fucking trips that we've made or something. But he gets upgrades though. He's like a master at getting upgrades.
He wheel gets the oil. Man.
He really does, bro.
Did you hear about the armrest situation?
He said that guy was like a bouncer. That
he was
like
big.
He was like a huge
trip
guy.
To, you guys were doing the red carpet. We were doing L.A. We were just doing our meetings in L.A. And
oh, yeah.
We weren't taking off when we were supposed to. And I see the flight attendants walk over, and they put their hands on their knees, and they lean into Buddha and, like, his neighbor. And they're like whispering, like, how are we going to fix this? And Buddha said that they were fighting over the armrest. And the guy called over the flight attendant and was like, I need a seat change or there's going to be an altercation. Like, Buddha was fighting him to the point that they were about to, like, have to throw hands.
And he said it was two bouncers or, like, two, like, security guys or some shit like that.
And Buddha was just not having it. They were just arm wrestling for the armrest. And Buddha, I was like, was this all passive-aggressive or were words had? He was like, oh, no, words were had. Like, they were arguing.
He's not shy about it.
So I would just be like... It's yours, like a bitch. Man. Yeah. Whatever.
And that's honestly, if we're talking travel shit, like, I kind of recommend just, like, I mean, you could be a problem if you want to be a problem, but to me, it's just like, I'll conform to my environment when I'm traveling instead of making my environment conform to me.
1,000%.
That's just called, like, kind of being an adult and boy. Shout out to Buddha, but, you know, like, sometimes you just...
I mean, man, you get
but he's unapologetic about it. He's like, no, like your price is like what regular people pay, and it's like, you can get more if you, like, do more. So it's like, fucking, he just, like, I guess tries to milk it. I don't know. It's a different philosophy on life.
That's a good guy to travel with. Like, you do that, and maybe we get a free meal or an upgrade, but I'm not complaining.
It could be uncomfortable sometimes, for sure. Yeah. I won't lie, but, I mean, if he gets more out of it, you know, it can be whatever you make it.
Do you have your stops already lined up, or are you kind of doing this on a whim?
So we're done. We're filmed for the season. Okay. We've shot our...
you were doing them, were they on a whim, or was it like, let's make sure we hit this part?
We kind of wanted,
part during this event, so we capture...
It was regional. So we have, like, the Northeast, we have the Midwest, we have the Northwest, we have, like, the West Coast-ish, and then we have something in the South. So we have, like, stuff all around the United States. It should give you a different... everyone should have a different vibe, like the vibe of the city, the vibe of the state sometimes. And it's like, we try to be a circumspect view on it, like serious travel show background with like whatever goofy barstool shit that we're doing throughout the entire time.
Are you going to take it international, you think?
I mean, we'll see what the reaction is to the first season. But like if it is like the second season, it might be interesting to go international. What we learned from France, though, the language barrier is a real barrier for content.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough when you're – I mean, to set up an interview where people who work in restaurants and hospitality, they'll be able to speak English, but you can't just go up to people on the street and assume that they can speak English. Right. Maybe we do an English-speaking countries season, though, or some shit. Like England, France, South Africa, or not France, but whatever.
Right.
You get it.
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Do we know what does it drop?
It's this summer. It'll be starting to come out towards the end of the summer.
All right, be on the lookout. That's something I'm gonna do, like travelception during my travels when I'm like so happy to just be left alone. I'm gonna watch the Barstool Travel Show.
Hell yeah!
It's gonna be a whole travel circle jerk.
Get deep in it.
All right, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Yo, thanks for having me, guys.
These carne asada pollo.
I love that.